Back on Downtown on this Monday afternoon, time for our weekly visit with the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear football, our Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Coach Jordan Stevens joins us. Good afternoon there, Jordan. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Boy, what a game it was on Saturday. Your Black Bears with a ferocious second-half comeback, but fell a little bit short. But I know there are no moral victories at this level, but that was a great show of character and fight by your Black Bears.
Yeah, a great second half. I mean, really fought back into the game. Right now, our thing right now is like putting ourselves in a position to win in the fourth quarter. And I thought we did that. We had a chance to go on a 2-minute drive and, we came up short. So, we're still learning how to win those tight moments and, had full belief we were going to go down and get that done. We didn't, but some of the hard lessons we're learning right now, but really proud of the effort, by the players throughout the game.
I haven't seen the tape, obviously, but I don't know how their quarterback escaped there on their last possession when he was scrambling. You guys had their receivers covered and two Black Bears closing in on him. And the next thing I knew, there he was breaking free. And boy, I thought if you caught him back there at around the 10-yard line, I think that would have been the game.
Yeah, I believe so too. I mean, such a tough spot there. We really had a chance to pin them back. Forced a punt, probably start with a better field position, but, I think we still had plenty of time. I know we had, we had all of our timeouts at that point to go. I think there was 2:50 on the clock or 2:15, and then we were able to go, we're going to go down the field. So, I thought Derek played excellent. I mean, he threw the ball 50 times. We can't turn the ball over. That was the difference in the game, turning the ball over. They scored 14 points off of turnovers. We scored 7. It was a difference of a touchdown. So, we'll continue to chip away at those things and, stay in the games.
Derek, with a great day, as you mentioned, 503 yards, the most ever in a regulation game for a Black Bear. 4 touchdowns along the way. He has been absolutely red hot these last 3 games. What's been the difference in his play in this second part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Derek has just been, like you said, he's been terrific. I mean, he has just really committed himself to preparing each week, getting better. He's in here in the football office all the time with Coach Cooper, going through the tape and, getting himself prepared. So has really done an outstanding job. And, proud of his effort. And, and I know he's the first one to say he'd rather have the win than anything else. But we certainly recognize his efforts and, need to put a win around that.
Well, this week, Albany comes to town. They're having a pretty good year. Victory over the weekend improves them to 5-3, and they still are in the midst of the playoff chase. I know coaches can't talk about this, but I remember how that game ended last year, and it sure would be fun to see your Black Bears deal their playoff hopes a big blow this weekend.
Yeah, that was a really tough one to swallow last year, the way that game ended in 2 plays after regulation. This is a very good football team. I mean, they're improved. A lot of guys back from that team last year. Reese Poffenbarger, he's an outstanding quarterback, good athlete. And then they have a really strong defensive end, defense, starting with their defensive ends up front, and have really improved their run defense as well. I think it's top in the conference, and it'll be a really good challenge for us here at home.
Yeah, they really shut down Rhode Island's run game over the weekend. What will you guys look to establish offensively on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we're going to still continue to chip away at getting the ball into our playmakers' hands and our receiving group and our running back group. And I thought we did an excellent job protecting last week. We had 50 passes, only had 1 sack. When you put things in those perspective, I mean, we're right there. We just got to do some things more consistently and not turn the ball over, take care of the football, get some takeaways on defense. And I think we'll be in a good spot at the end of the game.
Well, you had a lot of the weapons going too offensively. Good to see a big day from Rohan Jones.
Yeah, Rohan, getting him going was huge. He's a guy that has, you know, done many things in this offense and, you know, kind of showcased his talents and, you know, all the things that he can excel at. And, you know, I thought he did a great job in the game with those two big touchdowns at the end.
And defensively, what were you guys trying to do against Albany?
Yeah. Defensively, I mean, you know, we got to do a great job containing Reese. Reese is, you know, he's going to work hard to avoid any type of sack, any type of negative play, throw the ball up, which does leave him vulnerable at times because he'll put the ball in the air, and you know, that's where we got to be around it. But I think first and foremost, we got to stop him and contain him. Secondly, their run game, they're rushing for 115 yards a game, but I know they're going to be looking for ways to establish the run and. So, you know, that's our focus will be on, you know, containing him and just playing better first half defense. I think that's something we have to do to show improvement.
Well, the team has put a lot of miles on over the course of this season. It's got to be good to know that you're home for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, outstanding way to end. I mean, just be able to be here. You know, we have the two games back to back. We have a bye week and then, you know, we have you know, our final game against New Hampshire. So we'll have extra time to prepare for that game as well. But, you know, certainly now looking past Albany and, you know, all they're going to bring here.
We were so surprised. We walked in our booth down there at Campbell on Saturday and saw those football jerseys with our names and the big 300 on them. So I want to thank you and everybody involved with the football program and the athletic department for recognize the fact that after all these years, you still can't get rid of me and Bob.
No way. Yeah, no, we appreciate all the work and the commitment, you know, you and Bob have put forth over the years. And, you know, when I think of Maine football, I think of your voice and, you know, Bob's depth of knowledge and history of Maine football is certainly, I know our listeners and our fans and our families love to listen to. So, yeah, just thank you so much for all you do for us. And, you know, look forward to another 300.
Well, good. I'll see if I can find some miracle drugs to keep me going and see what I can do there. But no, we love doing it. It's a privilege for us to get to be involved in a small way as part of the Black Bears. But we really appreciated that that gesture by everybody involved. So hope practice goes well this week, Jordan, and we'll see you up there. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, about 70 degrees on Saturday. I like the sound of that.
There you go. I mean, we've had great weather. We're looking for another really strong turnout as well for this game. You know, putting out a challenge to a lot of our students here to get out to the game and, you know, make it a great environment like it was at homecoming.
No question about that. All right. Thank you, Jordan. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much, Rich.
You bet. That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears, talking football with us here on Downtown. And our Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718. And Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. Small businesses to major universities, they can help you excel. The team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards, forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. It's Creative Print Services, Dowd Road, Bangor. A proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.